The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
A month ago, I was in Seattle for a meeting of the bishops of the United States. And once again, we reaffirmed our commitment to do all in our power to protect children, to get help for any child who has been harmed, and to bring perpetrators to justice. I come before you today because there may have been a child here in Springdale who may have been harmed by a priest. I need your help to find this child so that we can clarify what, if anything, happened, who did it, and what kind of help this child and this family need at this time. Let me share with you what I know and why I'm so concerned and what you can do to help. On June 10th, St. Joseph Parish in Fayetteville received a phone call in Spanish to warn us that a priest was in danger of bodily harm, suffering bodily harm at the hands of a man who believed his son had been touched improperly during confession by a priest serving in our diocese. The only information given was the name of the caller and the name of the alleged victim and the detail that the child had been an altar server here in Springdale. We could not follow up on the call because the number was blocked. And though the stated purpose of the call was to warn us that a priest was in danger, it was clear that a child may have been abused. And so we implemented immediately our policy for handling such claims. We removed that priest from ministry until the credibility of the allegation could be determined. And we reported the alleged abuse to the state child abuse hotline. Unfortunately, to this date, neither we nor the police have been able to locate the alleged victim in order to verify the information. The caller's name does not appear on any parish list or phone book in Northwest Arkansas, and did not turn up in an internet search. There is no child by that name on the list of altar servers here in Springdale or in any other parish in Northwest Arkansas. And the police investigation found no child enrolled with that name in any school in Northwest Arkansas. The priest being threatened is Father Ruben Quinteros. But the circumstances of the alleged abuse do not correspond to his activities in this parish, suggesting that it may well be someone else. I believe that we may be dealing with a case of mistaken identity. If this parent was not active in the parish, he could easily have jumped to the conclusion that the Hispanic priest in Springdale at the time he learned of the alleged incident must have been the one who did it. We sent photos to the police so they could ask the child to identify the perpetrator and thereby clear Father Ruben's name. But so far, the police have found no child to interview. We must presume innocence until proven otherwise. And to this point, we have no proof of anything, only a phone call that not even the police can follow up on, and a man who threatens to take the law into his own hands. Our Diocesan Review Board met on June 21st and examined all of the information that we had at our disposal. They determined that the allegation against Father Ruben was not credible, and that if abuse had occurred, the perpetrator was probably somebody else. The review board agreed that Father Ruven could be allowed to resume his ministry in De Queen. Unfortunately, we had no way to contact the man who was threatening Father Ruven. On June 19th, the rectory in De Queen was vandalized in what appears to have been an act of rage. I hate to think what might have happened if Father Ruven had been there at the time. In investigating this crime, it was learned that a man in a white pickup had been seen parked at the parish there on various occasions by different parishioners. He also asked a parishioner, "Where is the padre?" Moreover, in the parish office, they received a mysterious phone call asking to meet with Father Ruben. When told that he would not be back for several days, the man immediately hung up the phone. Now, 3 weeks later, the child still has not been located, and the threat of violence to Father Ruben has not diminished. So I come to you today to ask for your help. Last Sunday, threatening flyers were left in the churches in De Queen and here in Springdale in Spanish. These flyers make it clear that the author is continuing to stalk Father Ruven, and the flyer ends with this threat: "I am waiting for the right moment to seize him, and I swear by my child I'm going to make him pay." It is clear that we've got a family in distress. I want to provide help to this child, and I need your help to find this family so that we can offer them help and verify the credibility of the allegation and determine the true identity of the alleged perpetrator, if there is one. I also need your help to protect Father Ruben, to keep an eye out for any person distributing such flyers or otherwise acting in a threatening way. We need to stop this man before he commits a greater crime than merely vandalizing a rectory. I do not intend to prosecute him for that vandalism because I well understand the rage that any parent would feel if they believed that their child had been harmed by an adult, and especially by a priest whom we rightly hold to a much higher standard. But we do need to meet with this man and find out what happened, who did it, and take what steps we need to take going forward. I have prepared a handout that will be available after Mass, containing the facts that I have described, and a local phone number that you can use to contact us with information about this case or any case of child abuse by anyone connected with the church. You can call or send a text message, and we will follow up on it. We want to create the safest environment possible for our children, but we need your help to do so. The main thought I want to leave with you is that I am very concerned that we already have one victim out there, a child who needs help, and we don't need another. We have worked with law enforcement and have followed all of the steps required by law. It is very important that we follow the rule of law instead of revenge or vigilante justice. Revenge will not bring healing to this family and may very well be directed against the wrong person and will not help us find out who, if anyone, has committed abuse. The author of the flyers claims that he has to take the law into his own hands because the church is not going to do anything. And nothing could be further from the truth. We have supported the police investigation right from the very beginning. fact, it's us who took the initiative to contact the police. And if the police do file charges against anyone, we will cooperate fully. It is in our interest to protect children. It is in our interest to create a safe environment for everyone. It's also the right thing to do. We need to communicate this to the person responsible for that flyer. Please help me find this child and that family. My prayer is that we will be able to bring healing to this child, determine what happened, and bring the perpetrator to justice. Meanwhile, Father Ruben will be doing other work, and DeQueen will be covered out of Texarkana. After Mass, after I greet people leaving Mass, I will return back into the church, and if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions. But this is basically everything I know at this point.